You're listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a podcast where we explore what it's like getting older, the peaks, the valleys, and everything in between. In this season of Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, we're covering topics related to solo aging. I'm your host, Cheryl Proska. Let's grow old together.
On today's episode, I'm joined by Bodie Hennigan, the founder and president of Life Managers and Associates, an organization providing personalized services to age in place. Bodie is a passionate advocate for independent aging and an experienced resource for aging in place in the Philadelphia region. She holds an MBA from St. Joseph's University and a BS in management from Thomas Jefferson University. She is a certified aging in place specialist and a graduate of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. Bodie has a longstanding history of service to the community. She currently serves on the board of the Philadelphia chapter of the Financial Planners Association, the Montgomery County Estate Planning Council, and is an active member of the Philadelphia Estate Planning Council and the American Association of Daily Money Managers. Bodie, welcome and thank you for being here. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Bodie, you are joining me to discuss the administrative and organizational responsibilities required to age in place. We'll cover bill paying, paperwork, home maintenance, and of course, more. In addition, we'll touch on the unique ways Life Managers and Associates meets older adults where they are to maintain their independence while aging in place. So, to get us started, can you tell us about your work and how it fits into aging in place?
So at Life Managers, we describe our work as supporting older adults with the administrative and organizational responsibilities to live independently. When people think about planning to age in place, they often focus just on care management, which is an extremely important component of aging in place. But don't forget about maintaining the home and how it is that you're going to stay in that space. So the bills still need to be paid. The house still needs to be maintained. And understanding who is going to assume those responsibilities when you are no longer able to do so is vital to anyone's planning to age in place.
What are some typical reasons that people need help with their bill paying?
Sure. So it could be physical limitations. Perhaps they have very shaky handwriting and can't write clear checks. Other people have eyesight issues, and it's difficult to read the bills or even write the checks. It may be a time issue. If you are consumed with your own health and doctor's appointments, you don't have enough hours in the day to complete these tasks. If you are the caretaker for your partner, again, it's extremely time consuming. It also could be a cognitive issue. If you're starting to slow down, math oftentimes is one of the first things that people have difficulty with. With cognitive decline. And that makes it very difficult to balance a checkbook or even to read bank statements or credit card statements.
So when I think about my own bill paying, pretty much everything is on auto pay. So is that a solution for bill paying?
It can be, and auto pay is great because your bills will be paid on time, but you need to make sure that you have enough money in your account to cover those bills. It's also just not a complete solution. And I'll give you a couple examples. One is, and I'll call it the independence issue. If you're not comfortable with online banking, it may feel to you that your independence is being taken away from you because you don't understand how it's all happening and don't know how to find the information. And I've seen this with adult children trying to come in and suggest it and the parents pushing back. So for adult children out there listening, know that it's because your parents may not understand it and they still want to maintain control. The other thing that is really important is if your items are on autopay, you still need to monitor the accounts. You need to monitor the credit card accounts and the bank accounts to make sure that there aren't mistakes. I have found mistakes on my credit card bills before. I have also found recurring transactions for things that I didn't know that I signed up. I purchased something and inadvertently there was a button clicked for a recurring charge. And so you want to be able to catch those things early. And with things like utilities, it's really good to understand what the expected expense is going to be. So if there's a change in that, you can catch that. So typical things that we've seen is that someone signs up for an alternate electricity provider. But what they don't realize is that lower rate is only for a year or some given amount of time. And so when that year runs up, all of a sudden now they're paying double what they paid before for that particular provider. So seeing that the bill is double and then to be able to do the investigative work in order to figure out why it is so that you can correct the problem.
That's so important. And I wasn't even thinking about my recurring streaming charges or for my satellite radio. They do sneakily go up. And I have found the same thing where I haven't caught it. And then a few months down the line, I've had to make those calls. So I wasn't even considering that. And I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront for everyone. So let's switch gears a little bit, and I'd love to hear about how Life Managers and Associates helps with paperwork.
Sure. So paperwork is the number one reason why people bring us into their house. They're overwhelmed with their paperwork. And so the first thing we want to figure out is what is this paperwork? What's in those piles that are sitting on your desk or credenza or dining room table, wherever they are? And for many people, there are piles all over the house. So we want to be able to go through those and then to figure out how we can streamline, like what that you have in those papers, as well as your file cabinets, do we need to keep and what could be shredded, what could be recycled? And, you know, can we create new filing systems for you? We don't want to recreate the wheel. And so we want to keep things familiar to you. So we are always asking, you know, we think this is a good idea. Do you want to do it this way? Especially with declining eyesight and cognitive decline, we love colored folders and large font labels. And our clients oftentimes really appreciate that. We also just want to streamline the way that you're doing things. So, you know, making recommendations for when the mail comes in that it goes to a designated spot so that we can go through that with you at a given time. We often recommend to our clients that we put together what we call a personal inventory. And that's a document that lists all of where your bank accounts are, who your financial professional is, what their telephone address is, the accountant, looking at insurance, what policies you have, who your person is, how to contact them. And it's a wonderful way to really see everything that you have and to figure out if things could be streamlined, because there may have been a reason that you had five or six credit cards at some point in your life, but do you really need them? And is that just complicating life at this point? So putting the process of putting together this document allows us to, or allows the client to make decisions on how to best streamline things. But the final product is such a gift for either the partner, the children, the power of attorney, to have everything in one place in the event of an emergency.
Absolutely. And something that hit home for me was the mail. I just think about the mail piling up on the dining room table growing up and just so much coming in to have that color-coded filing system to be able to help determine important or not is just amazing that I think I'm going to take some time to help myself get a little bit better with my own files. Would you prefer to age independently in your own home or live in a nursing facility? I know what I'd rather do. Friends Life Care membership offers just that. Plan today for a future lived at home with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience while protecting your savings. Learn about your options at a free seminar or webinar. Register at friendslifecare.org/register or call 215-628-8964. I'd love to get your thoughts on why is organization throughout your home important?
Right. So, I mean, we just talked about organization in the home office, but as we age, clutter can be a tripping hazard and falls are the last thing that any older adult wants. So really looking at what is that pile of magazines that's sitting by your favorite chair doing there, and can we find another home for them so that you don't trip over them? And so not just clutter on your floors, but think about clutter in your closets as well. And we, you know, eliminating the need to get on a step stool to reach that very high shelf because getting on that step stool is going to eventually be a hazard. So we talk about organization in the entire house so that items are accessible to you. And oftentimes that requires that you have to move things around and get rid of things that you no longer are using. We recommend what we say downsizing, even if you are going to age in place. We suggest taking a look at your basement and attic and eliminating the things that are in there so that you're not tempted to go down those rickety basement stairs that may not be well lit or may not have handrails. So safety is really the forefront of eliminating clutter. It also makes it easier to clean when spaces are clutter-free, which is a hygiene issue. I think the third thing to think about is just a cluttered space, cluttered mind. And as we begin to decline cognitively, having clear, less things is helpful. And having designated spots for your things so that you know where to put them away and you know where to find them. And car keys is a great example of that. You know, if there's a place that you, when you come home, you put your car keys every time, you always know where to go to look for them. So thinking about that globally around your house and making sure that everything has designated spots.
Your perspective on downsizing is the first time I ever thought to think about that downsizing is not necessarily moving from a large home space to a smaller home space. Downsizing can be staying in the larger home, but downsizing the things and the stuff.
Absolutely. And that's so important, and it's freeing. But it's a difficult process because people are emotionally attached to their things, and it's much easier to do it over a long period of time when you have time to come to terms with letting go of some of that stuff.
So as we age, why exactly does maintaining our homes become more difficult?
Well, same reasons as when we were talking about bill paying. We may not feel well. And when you don't feel well, you don't feel like getting things done. There may not be enough hours in the day because you're taking care of yourself or taking care of your spouse. And if you're declining cognitively, you may not just, it's just not on the top of your radar. Other things are more important.
And that's interesting to me because as we age and our lives change, the way that we are allocating our time, of course, changes. And yes, I'm completely understanding what you're saying, where taking care of ourselves may take longer than it ever used to. Taking care of a spouse or partner may take longer than it used to. And so how many hours are really left in the day? And that may be time that we do need to dedicate to resting or going to the grocery store, those things that absolutely need to happen.
I think too, making time for relationships is really important. And if you can delegate some of these administrative to-dos to someone else, whether it's an organization like mine or to another family member, that allows you more time to have on those special relationships.
I think you've touched on some parts of my next question, but I'd love to hear if there's anything to add or to reiterate about why is maintaining a home so important?
Well, a home is, for most people, their most valuable asset. And so it is so important to maintain that value, whether it's because it's going to be sold someday or whether you want to use that asset and that equity to pay for care at some point. Maintaining a home is also, or let's back up and say, when a home is not maintained, small problems turn into larger problems. So an example of that is exterior woodwork needs to be painted. And if it's not painted and the wood is left bare, it can begin to rot. And rotting wood could attract bugs. It can attract animals that can then get inside of your home. So, you know, all of a sudden, painting is an expense, but replacing woodwork is an even bigger expense, and getting animals and the destruction that they've done in your home is an even bigger expense. So it just mushrooms. So, figuring out what needs to be done. We can also just think about something as simple as gutter cleaning. When the gutters aren't clean, it can create blockages, which could create leaks in your house, which again can be super expensive. So it's so important to maintain your home. And then there's also a safety issue. And I'll just give you the visual of a front walk. Think of a brick front walk, and all of a sudden that's not well maintained. And that becomes a tripping hazard because it's not a flat level surface for the person to get in and out of their homes. So there's many reasons why we should continue to keep it up, even when it feels like a challenge.
Reflecting back to what you were saying about the paperwork tending to pile up over time, it sounds like the same situation with what may start off as small home improvements or one wobbly brick left unaddressed piles up over time. And then it even begins to just feel unmanageable. And that can be a big hurdle for people to overcome. So I completely understand what you're saying about trying to, as much as possible, address these items as they come up. It's probably less expensive. And it will most likely not turn into a big, huge issue.
And I guess I would just like to say, if it does, and a lot of times we've been brought into situations then when people are just stuck, they're so overwhelmed because there's so many different issues. It's our goal to work with clients to put together what their priorities are. And let's just hit one at a time. And slow and steady is the race to get it all done. And we find that people start to feel better once we start making progress.
What, if any, considerations might you have for solo agers who are tackling the administrative and organizational responsibilities required to age in place?
So for solo agers, I think it's just exponentially more important that you begin planning and begin planning early, because oftentimes their support systems are fewer people. And so figuring out who it is that is on your team and what responsibilities each of those people have so that your back is covered when you need it.
So in addition to all of the amazing work that you've told us that your organization does, can you tell us what other services Life Managers and Associates helps with?
Sure. So we tell our clients that we are problem solvers and to ask us for anything. And if we can't personally do it, we will find you a resource that can. And so it doesn't matter what it is, but we've been asked by so many different clients over the last 11 years for things that we've gathered a huge resource list that we can share with our clients. I'd also like to just say that we're peace of mind for the family members that don't live nearby. And assuming that the client is okay with us speaking with their family members, we really want to be a resource for them to give them peace of mind that their parents are okay, and that, you know, we're going to address issues as they come up. And we're also a resource for their professionals so that they can focus on what they do the best. So, you know, we can help prepare the taxes or gather all of the information so that the accountant can prepare the taxes. Or if their attorney or financial professional need paperwork within the house, we can help to gather that for them. So really, we want to be a resource for really what all of their needs are and connect them with people that can help them where we can.
I love the team approach where you're not coming in and taking over. You're just this extra loving, caring part of the team. So that approach, I think, would really land well with anyone.
Thank you.
So through our conversations and, of course, looking at your website and your social media, you can really tell that your mission is to enable independence. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Sure. So we want our clients to be as independent as possible for as long as possible. So that means we are not coming in and taking over. We are engaging the client to remain the decision maker and to be as involved in the process as they are capable. And so we're having conversations with the client to understand what it is, where they're stuck, what they're having a problem with. And we provide as much support as they need to get to the finish line. If they want us to completely take over, we certainly can. But for most people, they want to remain independent and they want to still be engaged in the process. And so we see that as so critical and so important for their own health and well-being to be a part of everything.
So in closing, I'd love to hear if you have a case study or example of how your team helped a client or two maintain that independence as they were aging in place.
Sure. So one client that comes to mind He was a successful businessman, and he and his wife were both slowing down, both physically and cognitively. They may not have been conscious that they were slowing down cognitively, but things were starting to pile up for them, and they were asking us to come in and help them with bill pay. And then in the beginning of the engagement, we were seeing them once a month, and that's typical for a bill paying project. But as they continued to decline, they needed more assistance. And so we were able to slowly, as they were ready to relinquish responsibilities for things, take things over. So for instance, the home maintenance, helping to keep their calendar. And so our engagement went from once a month to every other week to once a week as they continued to decline. We were also able to introduce them at the time when they needed help with medical advocacy to a care management team and make recommendations for home care. And I think what was so great is that they were able to fulfill their goal of staying in their home. And the engagement looked very different in the beginning than it did in the end. I also give them a lot of credit for reaching out for the help, because that can be really difficult to ask for help and then to actually have someone in your home to be helping you. So, it was a real gift to their family members who were not local to give them peace of mind that mom and dad were good in their home and really fulfilling what their wishes were.
It's absolutely that building of a relationship that you've been talking about the whole time, where they trusted you and your team to help them as they progressed and aged and needed more help. So that's just a testament to all of the work you do.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your expertise on the administrative and organizational responsibilities required to age in place and how your organization, Life Managers and Associates, helps older adults continue to maintain their independence. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You can find links and show notes from this episode on our website at friendslifecare.org/podcast. Thank you to Bodhi Hennigan for joining us today. You can learn more about Bodhi and Life Managers and Associates on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and by visiting life-managers.com. Links to these resources can be found in the show notes. If you like our show, please rate, review, subscribe, and join us next time. To learn more about aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience, subscribe to our blog at friendslifecare.org/blog.